You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's against the law in our state for anyone who holds political office to use campaign funds to pay personal expenses. But it can be tricky to figure out if this is happening when elected officials use campaign money to pay off credit cards and go skimpy on the details. Such is the case with Lake Orion Republican State Senator Jim Marlowe, as outlined in a front-page story by Detroit Free Press reporter Paul Egan. Paul, what did you find with Senator Marlowe, his credit card and campaign donations?
He is an outlier in the Michigan legislature. He's term limited, so he has no election to spend money on in terms of advertising or anything like that. He gets a lot of donations. He's on some important committees. He spends a lot of money, and he charges his credit card bills to his campaign committee and gives very little detail. Since he became a senator, he's charged about $114,000 in credit card bills to his campaign fund, and of that amount, about $65,000 was unitemized, and even where the charges are itemized, it can be very general, you know, a one-word comment like supplies, for example.
And he is his own campaign treasurer. Is that common?
It's not uncommon. I'd say most state senators probably have an outside person as a treasurer, but it's not uncommon for people in both the House and the Senate to act as their own treasurer.
What kind of charges are we talking about?
Well, that's, Cynthia, where I almost hate to pick on Senator Marlowe in a way, but what he did was he gave us a rare view of the actual credit card statements behind these charges. The Secretary of State election officials had been challenging him on his lack of specificity, his lack of detailing of what these charges are. And at some point, he sent in, I'm not sure if he expected them to be posted online as they were, but he sent in 12 of his actual credit card statements, and he annotated them, kind of scribbled after each charge, you know, this is what this was, this is what that was. That did actually get the Secretary of State off his back, but when I looked at these statements, it certainly raised a lot more questions for me. You know, for example, there was a charge, I think about $138 at Kohl's, and he had annotated that with the words shirts in campaign yellow. Again, he doesn't have a campaign coming up. He's not allowed really to charge any campaign-related charges. He can charge what they call expenses incidental to holding office. But there were well over $1,000 in restaurant charges. And again, if you're holding a meeting with someone about state business, that can be a legitimate charge. But what was interesting, there were 15 charges of exactly $25 at a variety of fast food restaurants, McDonald's, Panera. You know, I don't think I've ever once had a bill that came out exactly to $25. It certainly looked like the purchase of gift cards, which kind of raises questions about how that would be a legitimate expense. Unfortunately, the other thing was we made every effort, including, you know, dropping by to see him and submitting written questions by email. And Senator Marlowe just absolutely declined to talk to us about the details of these charges.
So there it was in your front page story. And when you talk to campaign finance watchdog groups, Paul Egan, what do they have to say about this?
A couple of things. One is that historically, where most of the scrutiny has been seen on these reports is on the donation side. We've paid a lot of attention to who's giving money and what, you know, what might they be getting in return. And increasingly, there is a lot more focus coming to this expenditure side. And really, a lot of it really is on the honor system. And, you know, and most public office holders are probably honorable people. But it does seem like there should be some checks and balances. And you know, the whole idea really that campaign finance experts and many members of the public would just like to see is transparency. You know, we should be able to see whether the expenditure is a legitimate office holder expense or whether it is something else. And in many, many cases, and it's impossible to make that determination from what's on the public record.
Anyone raise the observation that perhaps this is an interesting byproduct of term limits?
I hadn't heard that one, but how so?
Well, as you were saying, there's nothing left to spend this on, and there's no more worry about being reelected. You wonder if that leads to a devil takes the details attitude, particularly when they're on the honor system and it seems that state oversight's fairly lax.
I think that is a good point, and that's one of the interesting things we see is term-limited lawmakers continuing to hold fundraisers and raise money when they have no pending campaign. And so, you know, then it becomes a question of where does this money go?
Interesting read. Go to freep.com and you'll find Paul Egan's front page story, Lawmaker Credit Card Reimbursements Raise Questions About Political Versus Personal Spending. Paul Egan, always great talking with you. Thanks so much.
You too, Cynthia. Thanks.